How you feeling today?
I don't feel very good. How do you feel?
Well, I did damn. I thought the sun shining and everything.
Well, I can't get out in it. I'm just born down here, working, got an office full of people, and just having... You destroyed me, putting me on this commission.
I did.
Yes.
You've been, how many times have you been destroyed in your life altogether?
This is the first time.
You've told me at least 100 times that you were ruined.
No, this is the first time. They can't understand all you said about Warren. Here you are sitting up there by him. So
well,
friendless of yours.
You said a lot about a lot of folks you're sitting by, you know. Everybody we fought in all these wars, you and that person, you know. You got to save the country, though. Now it's not a question of what you think about somebody. It's the other thing, and that's why you're such a patriot. I want to ask you about the MAP program.
Foreign Aid Military Assistance?
The Military Assistance Program, yeah. The MAP program. Why shouldn't that program be authorized by your committee instead of Foreign Relations?
Now, Mr. President, you recall we've had that issue up a number of times
here.
The first time they brought out a military program, the two committees considered the whole bill jointly. And next time, the Armed Services Committee held hearings on the MAP program, on MAP and the Foreign Relations on the other. And it was just so unsatisfactory that I'd wash my hands of all of it. Foreign Relations take the whole
I think
over.
That it was unsatisfactory. But I don't, it's not near as unsatisfactory as being short of ammunition in Vietnam or not having Wayne Hayes or Doc Morgan or even Frank Lausche passing on other decisions. So I'm going to give serious thought and ask McNamara to come see you about it, to proposing this year that we just send the MAP legislation to armed services and at least part of that go in our regular defense budget and that part where we trade our planes and things of that kind. And
we have to authorize now a procurement program. And if it is going to be sent to armed forces, now I do not want it. Because you know I don't feel too kindly toward most of the foreign aid programs, though some of it is completely...
Well, you know they got to have ammunition in Vietnam and Korea, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know we haven't got it there. We're short now.
No, I didn't know
well,
that.
Well, we are. We got less reserve than we want. And I just think it's just not good business to have... of course, I know it's you and Harry Byrd and Bob Byrd and... John Stennis and a good many of you not sympathetic with the foreign aid program. But we're in Korea and we're in Vietnam and we're in a good many of these places. And it's got down to where it's not too much anyway.
I don't know anywhere we can get out. I try to my best to keep them going into Laos and Vietnam. Of course, the last meeting we had on the ice now before we went in there. Said we'd never get out, being that 50 years from now.
Well, anyway, I want you to give serious thought to why I shouldn't just send that for this committee. It's an executive decision, and I think it'd go tell Fulbright that we just believe it.
You won't offend him. He's anxious.
Military equipment and military matters ought to be in armed services.
You wouldn't offend him. He's very anxious to get it in armed services.
I just think you've been modest. I think you've been modest and maybe a little...
Well, I just didn't want to handle it. At the time it was there, we were giving a great deal of assistance to England and to France and to Italy, and I just didn't believe we ought to be giving them any. I thought that they had armies and armories and arsenals of 1,000 years before America was ever discovered, and they ought to be able to make their own cottages and things of that kind. And there we were shipping small arm ammunition by the boatload over to France. It was ridiculous to me. And so that is really one reason. Now, it has been trimmed down now the way it really is a military program.
I'm going to ask him to come talk to you. Now, another thing I want to ask you while I got you on the phone, you don't feel like coming down there and going swimming. I want you to come down. Well, this is good warm water.
But I've got this short-winded business. I can't breathe.
Why don't you just come in and sit in the water, in the warm water, and have a have a little sherry with me and eat lunch and then go on back. And I'll have a car pick you up in 15 minutes and you can go on back after your lunch and we'll get you a good hamburger and you're going to have to eat somewhere anyway and I won't talk to you about reducing the forces in Korea. You see any reason why you shouldn't do that in about 20 minutes?
No, sir.
All right, the car will be at the side door there waiting for you.
In about 15, 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.